I'm just a nufty, but it's nice to have two legends in the Big Sports Breakfast studio, Matty Burke and also Phil Mosco, Mossy.
Morning, TK. How are you? Welcome, Burkey.
Thank you, Mossy.
Another big 82,000 plus up against the Western Sydney Wanderers. The game never really got going, though.
No, look, Arsene Wenger praised Western Sydney for the physicality and for the intent and the intensity for a pre-season game, and there was a bit of that. Look, it's very difficult with friendlies, yeah. Burkey, you know that. Like, how do you get that intensity? How do you replicate chasing three yeah. points or 2 points or whatever's up for grabs in the different codes? But look, I thought Sydney FC, Western Sydney and Arsenal all played their role in providing great entertainment to over 160,000 people over 48 hours.
Unbelievable.
Western Sydney, they got on the board, though. They put one in the back net, albeit it was comical at the time, but they got on the board.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the word, comical, Burkey. You know, it was a back pass, a short back pass. Goalkeeper picks it up. You know, and Western Sydney, Stephen Lustiger did what good players do. They aim high from a very short distance and found the back of the net on the second attempt. But, look, it was just fantastic. The point I'd like to make about the whole Arsenal in Sydney tour is their professionalism on and off the pitch. They were absolutely remarkable. The time that they gave to everyone in and around the tour and their fans on game nights, Arsene Wenger's time at press conferences and official gatherings. I'm a Liverpool fan, and I have to say Arsenal made Liverpool look second rate.
Oh, really?
With the way Arsenal connected with the Australian community, the football community and the general public, I thought they were absolutely first class, and full credit to them.
Is it going to be a regular thing with Arsenal, maybe? Or do we have to bid it on a yearly basis for these? Because would it be better to bring Arsenal out again, or would it be better to bring somebody else out again we haven't seen?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, do you keep flogging the same horse? That's a question you've got to ask. But, I mean, this tour is a resounding success from the point of view of 160,000 people watching a high-quality EPL team. Mm. What I would like to see is this. Every overseas... Look, I don't know the figures for Arsenal, but I do know that Liverpool pocketed $13 million. Yep. Why can't $1 million of that go towards youth development in Australia?
Yeah, good call.
What do we get out of it other than saying we've had an EPL team come over here, two great crowds? I'm not putting the concept down at all, but what is the lasting legacy of these big teams coming over? If you look at it, we've had about six or seven of these teams come over in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Are you telling me no money from this game goes towards the local federation?
I think FFA pocket a sanction fee. Right. I don't think it's a lot. Right. I saw a figure yesterday in the paper of 250K, which really, if you're talking 13 million in Liverpool's case, that's not a lot of money.
Someone's making money.
FFA, we don't know where the money goes. But what I'm saying is if $1 million was dedicated to youth development football in Australia, that would leave a lasting legacy for these teams coming out.
Well, why would Arsenal give $1 million?
Well, it's not up to Arsenal.
It's up to
the promoters to be contracted by whoever does the sanctioning. I assume it's FFA in this country to say, right, well, $1 million of what comes in from this tour goes towards youth development, specifically youth development.
The boys could just literally swipe up the loose change on the bus to get $13 million, couldn't they? When these boys going around.
I must say, I shook Lacazette's hand after the game.
Yeah.
And I must admit, as I'm seeing his hand touching mine, I'm thinking that hand just signed a...
$88 million, wasn't it?
Like $90 million transfer fee, but... Goodness knows what his weekly wages are.
Well, it was good that they did such a good job off the park.
Arsenal, absolutely.
Which is fantastic. And Western Sydney Wanderers, any of their new guys, what did you think?
Look, I thought Oriol Riera, their marquee, showed some good glimpses. He made some good runs, incisive runs. His movement off the ball was quite good.
Okay.
Could have scored a goal. But you can see what Popper is trying to build there. He's recruited quite well. There's no doubt about that. So, they were 3 weeks ahead of us in pre-season, hence Wenger's assessment that they were more physical than us and ran out the game a bit stronger. Totally expected. He gave us a rap for Graham Arnold's side being intelligent and well-structured defensively. So that was probably a fair summation of the two games and the two Sydney teams. It's a great way to kick off pre-season. You could see both sets of players, Sydney and Western Sydney, were really highly motivated. How can you not be playing in front of 80,000 people?
100%. With that, those games coming down to Sydney or Australia even, having these big teams come down, as you mentioned, Do all the A-League teams, do all the players watch it? Do the coaches make them watch the games just to see how Olivier Giroud puts that little foot out and scores that that goal there? Do they watch and learn?
I think, Berkey, if it takes for a coach to tell a player, young or middle-aged or very experienced, to have to watch a game like Arsenal and watch those quality players, they shouldn't be playing.
Right.
You shouldn't have to be told to watch that. I mean, any striker needs to watch Lacazette, needs to watch Giroud, a midfielder needs to watch Ozil. Like, yeah. He was absolutely outstanding. He started against us, came off the bench against Western Sydney, both times absolute class.
Yeah.
And, mate, Jose Mourinho, again, they're on the world tour, and this is just part of their season now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Lukaku made his debut for Manchester United against LA Galaxy, I believe it was. He's also left the door ajar for Zlatan Ibrahimovic to come back. Now, you remember he played for Manchester United last season, leading goal scorer, did his ACL. So he's out until December. But he's left the door ajar and just said he's uncontracted. There's a lot of teams talking about signing him, but he said if he comes back to fitness and he wants to be at Manchester United, let's talk. Smart move by Mourinho. He was the leading goal scorer. He is getting older. I think he's around 35, 36 now. So whether it happens or not, but publicly, Mourinho's done the right thing and left the door ajar for a superstar.
You're a good man, mate, full of good advice. That's what we love. Mossy, thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. See you tomorrow.
Phil Moss, Sydney FC assistant coach, but also our expert on the Big Sports Breakfast.